The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's just the world's best idea. Well, it's a very good idea. Chocolate ice cream is probably a better idea. Pistachio ice cream is probably a slightly better idea, but it's fattening and I'm not, so there, ha-ha. 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, all you have to do is dial. Well, actually, punch, I guess. But punch just sounds kind of aggressive. We still haven't figured out a word to replace dial. I mean, call, but that is kind of a generic term. Dial was so specific. But punch doesn't sounds too aggressive, don't you think? Punch those numbers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Input. That sounds pretty clinical as well.
Mm.
Call. 855-993-7569. Although one of the things I really like about my smartphone is if somebody sends you on letterhead or something and they have their phone number there, you can just sort of highlight it and punch it and they will call. I think that's pretty cool. Except it doesn't always work, but I like it when it does.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure that I could tell you. I think I can tell you my mother's phone number because it hasn't changed. But I'm so used to people that I know very well that I love, like my daughter and some really good friends, I don't know their phone number. I mean, I know it, I suppose. I might be able to dredge it up, but I'm so used to just punching it, so to speak.
Yep.
Do you remember? I mean, we're getting to be a whole society of people who we can't tell time because it's all digital, right? We can't add and subtract because we've got calculators. We don't remember phone numbers. Supposedly, that human beings and dolphins can remember slightly more numbers at a glance than human beings. Human beings supposedly can do 7, which is great unless you put in the area code. Then you got to remember 10. But dolphins apparently can, at a glance, remember 10.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
That is cool.
Yeah. So, but I think that our capacity for using our brain is diminishing because we have so many tools. I mean, basically a phone number, right? And that's 7 digits, and you got to use some brain cells, and you got to store it someplace. I don't think we're doing that anymore. And nobody knows pi to 48 digits anymore. Of course,
yeah.
People didn't really know that. I just did that as a giggle at one point. I remember I had to memorize. Do kids have to memorize? I had to memorize Beowulf at one point, it was one of the few things I actually rebelled against in high school. Or at least blatantly rebelled against. And they said, we had to memorize Beowulf in Old English. And I said, if you'll play a tape for me where I know what Old English sounds like, but just to memorize something where I have no idea if it's the right pronunciation or not, I'm not willing to do it. And so the teacher, she should have flunked me on it. She gave me a C. I thought, she blinked. But, I mean, I think I was basically right, but it was her class, and she said, you had to do it. And I said, I'm not going to memorize something wrong. I have no idea what Old English sounds like.
Right.
And if you can tell me what it sounds like, or give me a phonetics key, I will. But I had to memorize a lot of stuff. I can still do some Shakespeare. At any rate, today is not National Memory Day, unfortunately. It's National Raisin and Spice Bar Day. I don't even know what that means. It's National Reader Roadmap Day. When's the last time you saw a roadmap, folks? Right?
It's been a while.
Yeah, I love maps. And Google just doesn't do it. I mean, Google will tell you, first of all, it tells you how to turn in. And I live in a part of the city. Every once in a while, when it's really cold or I'm feeling, I don't know, it's really late at night. Or for some reason, I'm not taking the subway, and I'll take either a cab or an Uber or a Lyft or something. And they'll put the address in their GPS, and it basically tells them to take a left turn when it's really a right turn. So GPS, you have to be really trusting, and GPS isn't always right. I love maps. Very hard to find maps anymore. Speaking of which, on this very day in 1621, the Mayflower left Plymouth to return to England. You know, that was, if you read the history of the Mayflower, it was supposed to leave in June and didn't leave till August and then had to go back. And I mean, it was a very troubled voyage, but made it eventually. And the Mayflower, the Plymouth Rock has been moved, I think, three times. It's not a very impressive of rock. And they've now gotten, I think, the latest iteration of the Mayflower. You did not want to be on that ship. You talk about tiny. We are not talking about Norwegian cruise. We are talking about little, tiny, dark. And, you know, if you were below, if you were traveling steerage, which basically you were, I mean, the fact that anybody survived that, it was, what, 3 months or something? Awful. People had to really want to come. All right. On this day in 1722, Easter Island was discovered by the Dutch. Here's a cool thing. On this day in 1792, I've actually looked this up because I was curious about it. George Washington exercised his authority to veto a bill for the first time. First time it was used in the United States.
Wow.
Do you know what he vetoed?
No, I don't.
It was an apportionment, which has to do with how people vote, right?
Okay.
Of how you designate who gets, because we have a House of Representatives, right?
Yep.
So, and he vetoed it. He thought it was unfair, and the House overrode it.
Mm.
So the first time he used a veto, it was for a very legitimate cause, and it was overridden. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
There you go. Speaking of laws, in 1932 on this day, prohibition in Finland ended. Alcohol sales began in liquor stores in 1932 on this day. Should have been April Fool's Day, but nevertheless. On this day, again, a legal issue, FDR signed two executive orders to establish the Civilian Conservation Corps. And also, he signed 6102, which was forbade the hoarding of gold coin, gold bullion, and gold certificates by U.S. citizens. So it went on the silver standard.
Nice.
Off the gold. 1933. Pretty modern.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of anti-war demonstrations on this day in 1969. And on this day in 1994, Kurt Cobain committed suicide. So a weird kind of day in American history, or in world history. Do you think? All these kind of, clearly an unsettled kind of day.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, so I thought what we would talk about today is obviously whatever's on your mind. And all you have to do is call. And if you call earlier in the program, you get a little more time, or hopefully a lot more time. 855-993-7569. Now, this is a story that I don't quite understand, because it has to do sort of with part of what we're talking about today. It turns out that if you're... We talk about life expectancy a lot. It turns out if you're poor, your life expectancy is about 15% shorter, 15 to 20% shorter than if you're not poor, 13 years earlier than wealthy. A century ago, rich and poor basically had about the same lifespan. I mean, think about that for a moment. That as the as our lifespan has increased, 1900, average life expectancy was 48. It's now nearly double. It's about 83, 84 for both men and women. Men and women have basically caught up, mostly because women are smoking, we think, and people are not dying as early. Men are not dying from heart disease as much as they were. So the idea is that men and women are about the same, but 13 out of 80 is what? If it was 12 out of 80, it would be 20 and 3. So that's, as I said, about 15% earlier, just because you're poor.
Yikes.
So, yeah.
Wow.
And so that means that if your life expectancy, if you're poor, that you're going to get less Social Security. That would seem to me the least of your problems.
Right.
That being poor shouldn't doom you to having a 15% shorter lifestyle. The idea, presumably, is that you're eating worse food, and you're not as eligible. You're not availing yourself of health care as much. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, 855-993-7569. We put this up a while ago, and I suppose because someone called up and asked me to, I had mentioned that when my friend died, that they had written a really, that her niece had put up on Caring Bridge, which I highly recommend. It's a nonprofit. Go to, I think it's Caring Bridges or Caring, I think it's caringbridge.com. I'm sure you know if you Google either of them. It's a nonprofit. You can make a donation. But it's a wonderful way of keeping in touch with somebody who is either in failing health or in the hospital, as opposed to either calling the hospital, which often they won't give you the information anyway, or bugging a family member. It's just a lovely way, a gentle way of keeping in touch and sort of feeling like you're part of a community that's caring about this person, and you can do tributes, you can ask questions, you can post information. And one of the things that they did when they posted that she had died was they put up this lovely, Kim put up this lovely poem, which, as I mentioned, my daughter's dog died about a week later, and I thought I was enough in control, so I called it up to read it to her, and ended up sobbing through it. So then I had to send her an email saying, sorry. And so I guess it was about a week ago, someone called up and said, could I share with him? And well, I'll give it a try. But and it turns out if you're trying to read something that you think is very sentimental and may make you cry, take deep breaths, do it slowly, and jam your fingernail into your palm. So I did that. So I thought we'd I'll tell you that the silliest that I ever heard about a eulogy, which was actually a true story, and the reason I knew about it, I did not actually see the tombstone, but I know it exists. I've seen pictures of it that said, see, I told you I was sick. But I had an aunt who was known as the family hypochondriac. I mean, she was always sick. I mean, obviously, I knew her as a child, and she was always sickly the entire time I knew her. And she died relatively young. And I remember someone saying that they were going to put on her tombstone, see, I told you I was sick. Which,
that's hilarious.
Yeah.
To me.
And that's a true. They didn't put on her tombstone. But I had actually seen it. See, I told you I was sick. So that was a good eulogy. Yeah, the one I heard, one of the memorable ones is when Elvis died, and they were interviewing people. And someone, the best one I heard said he was the first man who made me want to get up and dance. I thought that was a great eulogy.
Yeah.
So, all right. So let's hear what people, have you ever, are there any eulogies that come to mind in your, I mean, you're young, so.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I mean, I actually had a cousin who died when he was 13 and I was about, I guess, 3 or 4 years older than he was. So, I mean, we're one of the few countries in the world that really does pretend that we're not going to, nobody's going to die. So it always comes as
right.
a great shock to us.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't really know any, but I really love the one you posted.
That was a nice one, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was a really nice one.
Mm-hmm.
It's at drjoy.com if you want to go take a look at it.
It's on our Facebook page, too.
Yeah. Okay, Facebook. Fair enough.
All right. So,
all right, let's see what people said.
Okay. Tony says, sorry for your loss, Dr. Joy Brown.
Well, thank you.
You
know, I one of the things that I may have mentioned, it was a very interesting phenomenon. And you know me, I mean, one of the ways of sort of getting a little distance on your own emotions is to kind of take a step back. In the same way that I encourage you not to panic, to take a deep breath and take a step back. It works for any kind of overwhelming emotion. It works for anger, mothers saying count to 10 slowly. It works for for love, I suppose, the one-year rule. And it also works for grief, is just seeing if you can take a step back and looking at it. And one of the things that was absolutely surprising to me, I'm not sure why it was surprising, I guess I just hadn't thought about it, it was just very interesting, is when I told people, when people say, how are you, there's always that conflict, right, of on the one hand, understanding that all they want you to do, say is fine, thanks, how are you, but that's sort of not who I am. And when I ask people how they are, I actually want to know. And I work on the naive and perhaps erroneous assumption that when they ask me, they actually want to know, which is probably not true. But so I said, well, you know, I'm hanging in. I, you know, lost a friend. And people who are younger than I am almost uniformly say, oh, I'm so sorry. And they want to know some details. People who are older than I am say, yeah, that happens, or they'll tell me who they lost. And there really is a dividing line, the idea being if you get old enough, it's going to be part of your, if not daily life, at least it's a predictable part of your existence, is that if you have friends who are your age or older, as you get older, they're going to stop living, right? They're going to expire, as are you. But for people younger, I guess they're still working on the assumption that we're all going to live forever. So it was really one of those interesting revelations of how people responded to the information. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. Okay. Benedicta. Sorry for your loss. I have found this poem comforting in times of loss.
She sent a poem, or we're talking about the one that you posted.
Yep.
I think it is comforting. The idea, which is it's a more lyrical representation of something that I read years ago and share with you guys from time to time, which is the only way any of us ever achieve immortality is the thoughts of people who remember us and the hearts of people who loved us. But that is how we do it, right?
Yeah.
Even though for the survivors, for a while it can be painful, but then I think it is a comfort that it becomes part of the fabric of our life.
Yep. Genevieve says, sincere condolences. She is at peace with the Lord.
Okay, thank you. She actually did something completely surprising as far as I was concerned, in that she's a very conservative woman who had very conservative values. People were astonished that we were friends, but we were. And she donated her body to science. She actually arranged.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which, I mean, I did that years ago, but, you know, I'm a scientist. And she is, and I went with her to visit the grave sites of her parents. We would do that on Memorial Day and usually around Christmas time. So I knew that she, and I assumed that she will be buried beside them. But she decided to send her body. She was involved at one point in a experimental program at UMass Boston, and she arranged to have her body sent there. And it turns out to be fairly complicated to send a body that's not embalmed across state lines. But she did it. She felt very strongly that they gave her basically 2 years of life that she would not have had without going there, and this was her way of paying back, which absolutely astonished me. I was delighted, but it was not what I would have expected of her. That was, I think, her eulogy. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sonia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I'm calling about my 23-year-old daughter.
Okay.
She's a college graduate. She has a good job. And when she was about 20, she worked at this company as an intern and met this older man.
How much older?
Well, he's 41 now.
Okay.
And he's never been married. She got really involved with him, but she could never call him her boyfriend, and he just doesn't want a relationship with her. It seems like he, pulls her in when he wants her, but doesn't want to have a committed relationship or anything with her. And he's kind of strange, I think. But the other day, a few months ago, she told me that she couldn't be friends with him anymore because she wanted a relationship, but he didn't.
Okay.
So she completely cut off contact. Well, the other day she confessed to me that she still wanted to be friends with him, and she's talking with him again. And she isn't sure what she wants to do, but she still wants to be at least friends with him. And I feel like she's cutting everybody else out of her life just to be at his beck and call when he wants to be around her. Sonia, have you
met this guy?
He actually, when she was an intern at his company, he actually bought a house down the street from us. So, yeah, I've met him once. I see him occasionally. He just seems really weird. He doesn't seem to be, like, encouraging to her. He seems to like to speak on a pedestal and have a captive audience with her, and he tries to influence her as to what his beliefs are.
Sonia, are they sexual with one another? Do you know?
I think they were. I'm not sure if they are now. I know they were.
So she started dating this guy, what, 2 years ago or a year ago?
2 years ago. Not even dating. She just met him, and they would hang out together.
Okay. And you just, did she bring him to the house for you to meet, or you just ran into him because he's a neighbor?
A couple times we ran into him, and one time she brought him over.
Okay. If he wasn't 41 and dating your daughter, would you like him?
Yeah, he'd be okay.
Okay.
It's just the way he treats her I don't like.
Well, but honey, she's 23, and it sounds like,
right.
Certainly, I mean, this generation, 41 and never married, is a little less unusual than a generation or two ago. But I mean, she is 23. She gets to choose her own friends and her own boyfriend. Does she complain to you about him?
Well, she's not sure what she wants to do. She wants to have a relationship with him, but he doesn't want one. But she said when she completely broke off the friendship, she really missed him. So now she's going back to try to be friends with him.
How long were they apart when she broke up with him?
She said 2 months.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look.
And she's...
Go ahead.
She moved away from us, so she's not near him. She switched jobs. She's got a good job somewhere else now. She moved even further towards where her job is now, and she's volunteering. She's trying to do all the right things to try to meet other people, but I just don't know what to tell her as to, you know, how to help her get through this.
Is she asking for your help, Sonia?
I think she's not coming right out to ask me for help, but when she tells me these things, I don't know what to tell her.
Fair enough. Right. Let's start at that moment, all right, at that juncture, the difference between unloading and asking for help. And I think what you can say to her is, are you asking my advice? Are you asking for help? My guess, Sonia, is she's going to say no. She's going to say, no, Mom, I just want to talk with you about this. At which point you can decide that you have one of two options. But not the third, especially if you've asked her, if she wants your opinion and she says no, which I think she's probably going to say, or your advice. So when she says she just want to talk to you, you have two options. You can either decide that you can listen, but understand at that juncture, she's going to feel better, you're going to feel worse, because she's going to feel that, okay, I just said, you know, I don't know what I want here, and because we've already established she's not asking your opinion, she's not asking your advice, then you can just listen and say, gee, honey, you know, what would you like to do? Or, gee, that feels terrible. Or, I know you'll do the right thing or whatever, but you can't offer advice if we've already established that she's not asking your advice. We'll go back.
Okay.
I'll go back and deal with the mild possibility if she says she is asking for your advice. But let's deal with the more likely possibilities, which is you're going to establish that she either does or doesn't want your advice, which I suspect is going to be she doesn't. She then says, I want to unload on you. And you can either say yes, but then you have to just... either just be reflective back, but you can't offer any advice, or you can say to her, which is a perfectly legitimate thing to say, honey, I will listen to you talk about anything, but it drives me crazy when you talk about him, because I think you should just dump him. I don't think 2 months is enough to establish that he's important in your life, and going back to him and telling yourself that you're just going to be friends is silly at this moment. But understand that she's really not asking for your advice. So you can say to her, hear you talk about anything but him, because it just makes both of us unhappy. Now, on the off chance, and you hear, Sonia, that I am not thinking this is a very likely possibility, that she says, of course, Mom, I want to hear what you say, then what would you say to me? If I were your daughter, and I say, yeah, Mom, what's your advice? What are you going to say to me?
I would tell her that she's doing all the right things to try to get over him and to continue on doing that, but I wouldn't go back to trying to be friends with him.
Sonia, do you disapprove of this guy because of his age? Is that the primary issue?
No, not at all.
What's your primary source of discomfort?
That he's taking advantage of her. They've never gone out on a date. She can't refer to him as her boyfriend. She at the beginning was always just waiting for him to let her do something with him. It was like she was on his beck and call.
All right, but kiddo, listen, I think you need to establish whether she wants your opinion or not. And it sounds like she doesn't. I mean, look, you keep coming back to the thing, and she keeps coming back to the issue of she wants a boyfriend. He doesn't. It sounds like he's perfectly willing to treat her as a booty call, as maybe a friend. But, I mean, the thing is, he would be exploiting her if he was lying to her. And you can argue that, that to a certain extent, he may be exploiting her just by creating a bond of intimacy. But you have to remember, he's getting what he wants out of this relationship. She's the one who's not getting what she wants. She wants something more. She wants a boyfriend. She wants a commitment. She wants a relationship. That isn't what he wants. And it sounds to me from your description, he's never lied to her about it. He never said, maybe if the sex is good enough, then we can go out. Or, you know, maybe I'll take you out Friday night to a movie. It sounds like he's been painfully honest, which goes along with one of my sort of mean theories of life, which is people tell us exactly what they're all about in about the first 30 minutes. We just pay no attention because we don't want to hear it. And it sounds like he said from the beginning, I'm not married. I don't want to get married. I think you're cute as the dickens. I'd love to jump your bones. I'm not interested in a relationship. And she's thinking, oh, yeah, but, you know, if we have great sex and I'm adorable and easy to get along with, then he'll want to have a relationship. And he doesn't. And I think what she needs to understand is if she can have this, she can have him around if she's willing to accept exactly what he's offering, which is not much. If she wants something more, she's going to have to go look someplace else. And it's not that either of them are bad or either of them are wrong. It's just they're not compatible. He wants a booty call occasionally. She wants a relationship. And at her age, it may be that she not only wants a boyfriend, she wants a commitment. She may want a marriage. She may want to have children. He's not interested in any of that at this point, or at least not with her. And probably not at all if at this point he's lived this many years and sort of not been in a relationship like that. It's very likely that he's just not interested. But he's told her that. If he said to her, you're wonderful, you're finally the girl I want to marry, and then behave like this, then she would have cause for, I suppose, anger. But at this moment, he told her from the get-go exactly what he wanted and what he didn't want, and she just chose not to hear it because she wanted something else. Okay? So when she asked for your opinion, I would say, look, honey, there's nothing wrong with him, and I'd stop bad-mouthing him. He doesn't want the same things you want. If you want something, you're going to find somebody who wants the same stuff you want. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, my little adorable nephews. We talk about what's really important around here as far as I'm concerned, which is what's going on in your life, whether it has to do with your kids or your grandkids or your next-door neighbor or even yourself. 855-993-7569. All right, we're looking at eulogies. We actually did a program. I was trying to remember how long ago we did it. A couple, I think, maybe a month or so ago, about what would you like written on, what would you like your eulogy to be? But this is ones that someone else has written. So let's hear what else. We'll finish this up this hour.
All righty. Rebecca says, "Sorry for your loss. What a lovely poem," referring to the one you posted.
Yeah, it is a nice poem. I liked it a lot as well.
Mm-hmm. Marianne says, "All Is Well" by Henry Scott Holland. Very comforting. I have this in my brother's memory album.
Do we have the poem?
I pulled it up here.
You want to read it?
I can read it, yeah.
That'd be great.
Okay, so All Is Well, Henry Scott Holland, and I don't know if this is a second title or what, but Death Is Nothing At All, it says. So, Death is nothing at all. I have only slipped away into the next room. I am I and you are you. Whatever we were to each other, that we still are. Call me by my old familiar name. Speak it to me the same easy way in which you always did. Put no difference into your tone. Wear no forced air of solemnity or sorrow.
Solemnity,
yeah.
I know, that's
call.
A tricky one, isn't it? Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
I never saw it. Laugh as we always laughed at the little jokes we enjoyed together. Play, smile, think of me, pray for me. Let my name be the household word that it always was. Let it be spoken without effect, without the shadow of a ghost on it. Life means all that it ever meant. It is the same as it ever was. There is absolutely unbroken continuity. Why should I be out of mind because I am out of sight? I am just waiting for you for an interval somewhere very near, just around the corner. All is well.
I like that. I think for most of us, the issue about death is its finality, that it's not that the person isn't there, because there are very few people that are with us 24/7, right? It's
yep.
that we can't ever call them again. We can't ever see them again. But I like that notion of, and again, it sort of fits in with people live. I mean, if your next door neighbor is in Europe and you're doing a recipe and you're thinking, gee, my next door neighbor would love this. You know, I'd really like to be able to call her and ask her whether I should use brown sugar or maple syrup. And then realize, well, she's in Europe and I don't want to bother her and there's a time difference, so I don't have to do that. But there's no sadness attached to it, right? It's just she's not here right now. So I'll figure out the best. And when she gets back, I'll talk with her about it. So, and I think that's exactly what that poem is referring to. Of, okay, there's very few people are around us 24/7, and sometimes they're just not available to us for any one of a number of reasons. The problem about death is, you know, that they're never going to be available. And I think but that's us. That's us sort of saying, but I want. If we can remind ourselves that in the same way, if our next door neighbor's in Europe and it's a time difference or it's a phone call or they don't take their cell with them, then we'd figure out what they do anyway and we'd think fondly of them. And I know for people who are in the first stages of grief that sometimes writing a note to the person, one of the things that I do, which is, I guess it's sort of my way of sort of reminding myself, is I have emails on my computer from people who have been gone. And I don't take them off because somehow to take them off means that I'm not reminded of them anymore, which of course is not true. You remember people that you remember. But there's something strangely comforting. And I actually, in two cases, I've actually sent emails after the person died with the idea being that emails are sort of radio signals, right? So, and radio signals go on forever. So I figured, you know, they may or may not get it. Given my internet, they probably don't. But there's something, it takes the kind of panic of this person, the never, out of it. So, and I've had people who wrote letters to people who, especially parents, that maybe they hadn't finished the conversation or to go to, I think it's one of the reasons that it's comforting sometimes to go to the cemetery, with the idea being that obviously the person's not really there, but it's a tangible reminder of their existence. It's one of the things that I talked with my mother about temporarily, but the conversation went really well for a short period of time. I'm saying, what would you like to leave behind as, you know, like a park bench? And I think for me, I've decided to try and do it while I'm still alive, of talking with the Parks Department about putting out a drinking fountain, because I'm always dehydrated. So a drinking fountain with my name on it that had some money attached to it so it could be maintained over time. But I decided I was going to try and do some of the stuff while I was alive. So, I mean, the trick is, I know you can't take it with you. I just don't want it going before I do. So the idea is to do some of the things that would be kind of fun as a remembrance. And part of what I have is I have radio shows, which are, in theory, stored places. And I have books. So as long as the library at Alexandria isn't burned down, when I published my first book, my editor said, "You're now immortal," which she forgot that books go out of, they're no longer published, but most of them are still in libraries anyway. All right, what else we got?
All right, we have BD, I think it is. "I am sorry for your loss," with a little heart emoji.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And then Tracy, what's our last one, says, "Sorry, Joy, I have lost a best friend before. Love you from your fan in Australia."
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you, guys. Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, and this is probably the only program that you'll ever, where we actually do talk about things like this, because it's part of our lives. It's part of how we are humans. It's part of why we have funerals and why we have monuments. It's a way of kind of reminding ourselves that our lives matter to each other. And that's all it has to. I was reading something that said, we are a pixel in the universe, which is such a modern technology. The notion is that for a long time we believed not only did the sun rotate around the earth, which of course is not accurate, very egocentric, but not accurate. But now we know that we're just a very small planet in a really relatively insignificant galaxy, and there are lots of galaxies and lots of stars and lots of planets. So, but as long as your life makes some sense to you, that's all it has to make sense to. And if you need some help with that, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Okay, so that's it.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.